You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of dust. You, God, make beautiful things out of us. Wow. Thank you all for this time of worship, for us to be able to settle in, to have our hearts lifted, to experience God through song, to be together, unified with one another. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, we are thankful for this time. We are thankful for your word. Lord, we have heard in our hearing Acts 2, chapter 42 through 47, as we think about and meditate on those words, Lord God, on your word, Lord God. Send your angels. Open our hearts to receive your message. Remove anything that is not of you, O God, and fill us with your love and your grace. Lord, we talk about these uncertain times often. As we live into these uncertain times, God, there's nothing like being able to lean on a song that is on our hearts, to clean our homes, to speak to our neighbors as we hear your word in our hearts, as we sing praises unto you. We are thankful for you, O God. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing unto you as we listen, as we rest, as we sit, and as we be still, knowing that you are with us. In Christ's name we do pray, and all of God's people said, amen. I was scrolling through my phone and I see how everyone is welcoming each other, asking about what's happening in their families. I love being able to see you worship together and make comments and let each other know that you're praying, that you're thinking about them, and letting us know that you are present. For this, we are grateful. I love that many people are tuning into online and streaming options. I have to admit that I am truly grateful for all of our streaming platforms. And at the moment, for me and my house, we are entertaining High School Musical, the series. I know, I won't tell you how many times I've actually seen High School Musical. Many of you are familiar with musicals, whether on stage or on TV. You know it's where in the midst of conversation, people will break out in song. And I had a dream. I keep dreaming a lot these days. I had a dream that our worship this morning was like an episode of a musical. Pastor Ashley and I were having a conversation, and then she burst into song. It was very odd. If you have communicated with me over the past few days via text or phone call or email, chances are you have made it into my dreams. We have danced the hallways of Cokesbury. We have broken out in song. We have done all of these things together right here in this space. I know it sounds odd. But for me, in the midst of limiting my movements daily between people and places, in the midst of Zoom fatigue and random grocery store run-ins where you and I quickly catch up with our masks on or wave from a distance, in the midst of phone calls and text messages, writing sympathy cards to those who are grieving, and as I fervently pray for you, I've been dreaming about the church a lot lately. So in these moments, I welcome these creative, joyful, and crazy dreams, because it is a reminder that day by day, as we slowly begin to reopen, to walk with Jesus one day at a time. This morning, our text invites us to eavesdrop on a passage where there are no chief characters, and where we witness a unified front and a renewed sense of awe and wonder for God. You may have noticed that this is an intimate look into the life among those who believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You may have noticed that this is an intimate look into those who devoted themselves to teaching and fellowship, to prayer and the breaking of bread. And according to Acts 17:6, they were turning the world upside down. You thought that I made that up, didn't you? Together, over the next several weeks, we are embarking upon a journey that captures the narrative of a movement that was not a neat progression. It was not something that happened all at once, and sometimes it was actually quite messy. But we witness individuals and families and communities open their eyes to Jesus Christ as the Messiah. I love that this narrative book is filled with action. It's filled with martyrdom, miracles, and a mission to a diversity of cultures. I love that as followers of Christ, we witness the healings and God-inspired prison breaks. We witness persecutions of the faithful, and we spend time in the text. We will also witness the Holy Spirit. We will witness the grace of God that has gone before us, this prevenient grace that guides our eyes open to the love of Jesus Christ. One theologian says, Acts is a story of faith. It provides a connection to which an individual and a community shape their moral identities and shape their character in the pattern and life of Jesus Christ. Saints, turning the world upside down, it means different things to different people. But it involves a great change. It catapults us into something different, where relying on our old habits or on our old familiar ways that normally carry us through without even thinking about it may no longer be an option. Does this sound familiar to you? Let me give you an example. One Sunday, we were all gathered in worship. Grocery stores were filled with supplies. Restaurants and malls were opened. The children were in school, and college campuses were filled with students, faculty, and staff. And within 1 week, things began to drastically change. Pastor Ashley took us on a journey through the eyes of Luke last week, where two of Jesus' followers were on their way to their village called Emmaus, which was several miles from Jerusalem. A resurrected Jesus joins their journey. He confronts and dialogues with them. But it was not until Jesus had broken bread with them that their eyes were opened and they recognized him. In many ways, we are like those two followers, journeying and walking with God one day at a time. As we revisit the history and the teachings that bind the church to Jesus Christ, Day by day, we are being reminded of the gift and movement of the Holy Spirit. We are being reminded that the Holy Spirit encourages and inspires and guides and transforms. We are being reminded that the lives of those who believe have faith in the crucified and risen Christ. Our text message this morning allows us a glimpse into the day by day. These Christ followers were not only devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and worship, they were not only breaking bread and praying, they were not only serving and providing aid to those in need. See, their eyes were opened to the awe and to the wonder that pointed them to God. And it turned the world upside down, moving away from the familiar into the new. I don't know about you, but I can recount the many ways and many days in which my world was turned upside down. The grief and mourning of a divorce, the grief and mourning of the loss of a parent, the grief and mourning that comes with illness and death within our family. And day by day, one day at a time, as a believer in the resurrected Christ, I devoted myself to the teaching. I devoted myself to fellowship. I devoted myself to the breaking of bread and to prayer. I devoted myself to praising God with a glad and generous heart, day by day, one day at a time. See, Scripture tells us, actually Psalm 30 tells us, weeping may linger for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Our nation and our communities are weeping in many ways. We weep for the old and the familiar. We weep for the marginalized. We weep and long for in-person community to see and touch and hug our families. Weeping took place at the cross. But the joy that we see in this passage, the coming together, the glad and generous hearts, the awe and wonder of a God who even today continues to perform signs and wonders and miracles, but we need to open our eyes to recognize God. See, as a community of faith, we strive for this intimate fellowship that we witness in this passage. And in the midst of this intimate fellowship, we are accountable to encourage and journey with one another. In the midst of this pandemic, we can only take one day at a time. As followers of Jesus Christ, our lives are in a constant adjustment. See, the early church, through the book of Acts and historical accounts, describes for us what this adjustment looks like. It is a humble awareness of God interrupting our ordinary and everyday lives. It is a humble awareness of God's grace keeping us afloat as our world is turned upside down. It is a humble awareness of God in the midst of human mortality and imperfections, granting us the insight into ordinary people's lives. When our eyes are wide open, we can recognize God. God's wondrous deeds, and have amazed appreciation for what God is doing. One day at a time. These days were not being watched. We're being viewed. We're being viewed on a regular basis. Even the language is beginning to adjust. Saints, we have a glimpse and we have a call in these uncertain times with God's grace at the helm to rethink through the lens of Acts of what it means to be the church. See, the gospel will continue to go forth unhindered. I want you to think about this for a moment. The early church may have had the numbers. They would have filled the pews. We would have outpoured into multiple services. And the scripture does not talk about these numbers first. The numbers are mentioned last. The passage intentionally points us to the character and the behavior of those who followed Jesus Christ. They were devoted. They prayed. They were unified in their faith. They worshiped together. They served and gave. They praised God with generous hearts. And then did the Lord add to their numbers day by day. I know many of us are thinking about what it will look like when we return. We will have to social distance. We will have everything set up. But even 6 months away from now, I want you to think more about and pray more about what it means to be amongst believers of Jesus Christ. I want you to consider this passage, take it into account as we share the good news that we will be filled and have the goodwill and the heart for all of God's people. This is not a numbers game. We are being called, even in our homes, as we worship in our homes, even in this space, we are called to be devoted. We're being called to pray. We're being called to be unified in our faith, meaning we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're being called to serve, to give, and to be generous. We are being called to praise God with generous hearts. We are not being called to pay attention to the numbers. We are all on this journey together, and I love this passage. I love having this view in my head, especially when I need to take everything one day at a time. Day by day, after all the devotion, God began to add the numbers to the people. So let us not rush. Let us share the gospel. Let us be devoted to Jesus Christ. Let us walk worthy of the calling that God has placed on each of us in the midst of everything that is happening. Let us be still and walk with God one day at a time, and we will turn this world upside down. There's an old gospel hymn It's actually a gospel song that continues to draw near to me. My mother would sing it. But I want you to hear these words. And of course, it is called One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus. It says, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that is all that I am asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. But help me today. Show me the way one day at a time. Acts shows us what we can strive for, to be devoted, to pray, to be unified, to serve, to give, to praise God, and to have a generous heart. But open our eyes and recognize that we're being called to walk with God day by day, one day at a time. Tomorrow is already gone. Yesterday, as we live into these moments, know that God is calling us here and now. We're being called to take it one day at a time. Yesterday is already gone. Tomorrow is not promised. Jesus walks with us right now, today, one day at a time.